Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Over 4 million people in Brisbane and along Australia's Gold Coast are directly in the path of tropical cyclone Alfred, which has already begun to make landfall. Waves of over 12 metres have been recorded, with heavy rainfall and flooding predicted. And the Australian Prime Minister had been expected to fire the starting gun on an election campaign in the coming days, but this has now been delayed. Let's hear how the incoming storm is being reported in Australia and the stark warnings to anyone who underestimates cyclone Alfred.
If you're one of the few people that are remaining in your house and you're in an evacuation area, you're one of the only people in your street left, and you'll literally be by yourself.
An emergency warning to residents in Lismore and the surrounding regions. They must evacuate by 9 p.m. tonight. Across the border, Queenslanders are being warned to stay put and stay out of the surf.
If you don't value your own self-preservation, value the self-preservation of the person who'll have to go and rescue you, and your family member who'll have to get a knock on the door to advise them of the horrendous news on what's happened to you.
Already, more than 80,000 homes are without power as the massive winds and the long wait takes a toll.
The fact that it hasn't even hit yet and we've lost so much of the beach, I just can't imagine what it's going to take when it actually hits.
I've never seen anything like this at all.
Let's get the latest from Australia now. We're joined from there by freelance correspondent Phil Mercer. Phil, this is an extraordinary weather event because it's moving really, really slowly, isn't it?
It is. At some stage, the cyclone, which is around about 100 kilometres still out in the Pacific Ocean, slowly crawling towards the coast of southeastern Queensland and northern New South Wales, was moving at about walking pace. We understand that at one stage it doubled back on itself as it's continued this erratic path towards the very heavily populated parts of Brisbane and the Gold Coast, as you have mentioned. So in many ways, this is potentially a disaster in slow motion. Already, the outer reaches of the cyclone is whipping up enormous surf that has washed away entire beaches. Boardwalks and other infrastructure on the coast have been washed away. And when the cyclone itself crosses onto the coast in around about 11 hours' time, they reckon, it will be packing very strong winds and bringing torrential rain. And with it, of course, the threat of flash flooding and the overflowing of rivers.
Mm-hmm. And is there much of a problem with people going out? I mean, people might have seen pictures of some surfers and jet skiers going out and others just to watch the conditions. Is the message getting through?
Well, it seems that there's nothing like nature's fury as a free show for people on the coast. And all the way along the storm zone, we've seen people crowding onto beaches and near the coast trying to get a glimpse of this ferocious event. And in some circumstances, we've had surfers out to sea as well. And already we know of one man who's driven through floodwaters. He managed to escape, apparently, from his four-wheel drive, only to be washed away. So already we have potentially the first fatality in this. And this tropical cyclone will be the first to directly hit the southeastern corner of Queensland and northern New South Wales in more than 50 years.
Phil, how close is it expected to come to Brisbane itself?
Well, this is a bit of a movable feast. The cyclone was expected initially to have made landfall by now. That was pushed back. We are now expecting it to hit around 8 o'clock in the morning local time, which is in around about 11 hours time from now. And as far as the authorities are concerned, the people of Brisbane, the people of the Gold Coast should stay indoors. Brisbane is a city of 2.5 million people. And there are huge concerns that thousands of homes are at risk of flooding, and already 84,000 properties are without power.
Phil, thank you very much for joining us. Phil Mercer there in Australia. We'll take a quick break before news.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.